Welcome to the Friday, December 23rd, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with a quick update on the U.S. drone that got captured over Iran. There's now a little bit analysis about what it would take to spoof a GPS signal for such a drone. What they're saying now is that in order to actually do that right, you need to know the position of the drone within about 25 meters to accurately spoof the satellite's signal. Because if you don't get it quite right, it will appear to the drone that it all of a sudden just moved or jumped quite a bit, and such a sudden change, of course, could be filtered out or could be then used as an indication that spoofing is happening. Of course, not really clear whether or not this drone in particular would recognize this, would have logic like that built in, or how it would deal with a spoofed signal even if it recognized it. Well, we already talked about the newspaper scandal in England that involved hacking of voicemail and also some computer hacking. Turns out England isn't alone. There is now an investigation going on in Australia where police confiscated several computers from the newspaper The Australian. They're alleged to obtain voter registry without proper authorization. And the latest seizures are only part of a scandal that actually already started in mid-November. And WebSense is reporting about a new kind of Facebook scam. In this case, instead of just exposing you to straight malware, they're trying to install browser plugins in your system. These come disguised as a DivX plugin. So essentially, again, the good old game of trying to pretend that in order to see a certain video, you need to install this plugin. And Symantec is reporting about some interesting new Android malware. In this case, it doesn't send SMS messages to a premium number. Instead, it sends SMS messages in remembrance of a street vendor that set himself on fire in Tunisia and in many ways started or was one of the individuals who was responsible for initiating the Arab Spring. This particular modified Android app is using an Compass application that's quite popular among Muslims, and the application itself is mostly advertised on Arab-speaking websites. Well, this is it in our last podcast ahead of Christmas. There will probably be no podcast on Monday, so talk to you again on Tuesday. Bye.